2-1 defeat, Stephen. Just give us your thoughts on your team's performance today.
Not good enough today. I said to the group in there that my opinion in the 4 or so months that I've been here, I don't think there's a game that we've played where we haven't felt we've deserved something from the game. But today's game was the first time that I can honestly say we've come away from the game and I didn't think we deserved anything from the game. I thought from the moment the game started, they started more aggressively than us. They were aggressive in all aspects of the game. And the one thing I said about coming here is that they'll ask questions of you on the basics of the game. They do that, and they do that to great effect. And I don't think we answered them in a positive fashion today. So overall, it was the right result today. We didn't deserve to win the game. We didn't deserve a draw from the game. We deserved to lose the game. And, you know, we're looking for a real response on Tuesday night.
In the first half particularly, you looked off the pace, and that's just not like the Fleetwood teams that we've been seeing in recent weeks.
No, it's not been. It's you know, as I've said, from the moment I've come in, I haven't seen a game that I didn't think we deserved something from. But today was the first time we dropped really below our levels. We didn't play with the same intensity. We weren't aggressive in our play. We didn't pressurise the ball in the manner that I know we can. We were out fought on 50-50 moments. All the things that have really, you know, become a highlight of our performances, we were lacking today. So I was really disappointed, you know, and as a team, we're really disappointed because we've set standards and it's about maintaining those standards. And disappointed with the group, but I know from the group we'll get a response on Tuesday night.
You brought Wes Burns on at half time and that had an immediate impact. You must have thought at that point then that you could go on and take something from the game.
Well, I thought that Wes was a shining light from the game today. Again, after the game, I said to the group that I thought Wes brought an energy and an aggression that we were lacking. And I thought he came on and did really well in the game. A great finish, you know, his third goal in 4 games, possibly, which is a fantastic return. But it was the first time, with regards Bell, that Bell had been really positive and really aggressive in his play. And all over the pitch, we didn't show that aggression with and without the ball. So really disappointed, no doubt about it. Really disappointed with the performance, really disappointed with the result. I think probably the only thing we can take from today's game is that I suppose other results were in our favour, but we can't rely on other results. It's about us taking care of our own performances, winning these games, because although they're top of the table, I expect us as a team, Fleetwood, to come here and win. You know, that is what I expect of my group, and we fell below the standards today.
And disappointed, I suspect, with Bobby Grant and the sending off so quickly after he'd come on.
Of course. You know, and Bobby knows that. That's just not acceptable. You know, we made the change. I felt that we needed width in the game. I felt that we needed to nullify their fullbacks a little bit more at that stage of the game. And I put Bobby on, and almost immediately as he came on, he was sent off. And, you know, we can't accept that. So, you know, really disappointed with his conduct today. But, you know, the main disappointment for me was our performance, because it's not a Fleetwood type performance.
In terms of injuries, Nathan Pond and one or two others, Bob Harris, is there any news on how close they are to coming back?
Bob's still quite a bit away. I think Nathan could as well be still a little bit away. You know, there's no doubt that we're thin on the ground just now. Of that, there is no doubt. But we have to deal with that, and we will obviously try to bring several personnel in if we can between now and the close of the loan window, because we certainly need that. We're you know, obviously at this moment in time have more injuries than we hoped, and the squad's been stretched. But you know, I think regardless of that with the starting team that we had out there, we're more than capable of winning this game.
And young Bradley Roscoe on the bench today as cover obviously highlights your injury issues in front of him in terms of the people that you've not got available.
Yeah, Bradley, Thomas Grant, Keanu, all on the bench today, which is great experience for them. Well, of that there is no doubt. But, you know, I just... you know, regardless of that, as I've said, the injury problems, you know, I expect more from a Fleetwood team than we got today, you know, and I'm pretty sure between now and Tuesday we'll get the right response.